Time for us to talk money, because money talks. And April is National Financial Literacy Month. And we often talk about the importance of financial literacy. We talk about how maybe we should be teaching financial literacy in schools. But what exactly do we mean when we talk about financial literacy? What are some of the key concepts in financial literacy that are important for managing your money well? We are joined, as always, by our resident certified financial planner, Paul Rulofser. Paul, as always, it's good to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Gugu, and thanks for raising that very, very important point about this month and how we should really understand what level of financial literacy we should have. South Africa is still on the back foot. National Treasury did a survey in 2021, and it was horrific to find that on their polls, 51% of South Africans are financially literate, which means half the country isn't, which means that we have a long, long way to go in terms of just understanding the basics and the financial must-haves, the essentials that it takes for someone to get through their lives on a financial footing.
Mm. And Paul, when we speak about financial literacy, just what exactly do we mean? I think when we speak about literacy, for instance, you know, being able to read and write and count, we have a sense of, you know, most of us have an idea of what that means. But when we talk about financial literacy, what exactly do we mean?
Well, you know, it's a wide angle on it. There are many things to try and understand in the financial universe. But I think what we're trying to drill down to the basics to get into an understanding of how to run your money. How do you make the money work in the right direction? The hard-earned income that comes into the household every month, where should it be correctly or more appropriately allocated? It's not about just earning money and spending it. It's about taking your money to build up a more efficient background or foundation for yourself. Now, it goes down to levels of understanding what a budget is. What is a budget? And we talk about it a lot. We lean on it a lot. But many of us just really don't get the concept of budgeting, putting money into spaces and places, saving along with that money that comes in. Income and expenses, you know, is what it's all about. And it's at that kind of level that we're talking that most people just don't hold on to that. They don't really worry about it. They just leave it aside. And what it does have in that particular space is a consequence or an outcome. Sooner or later, by not budgeting correctly, you're going to realize that your money is isn't sustaining or maintaining yourself, or could have been far better off had you done it in a different way. So to your point about what is it all about, it's certainly around budgeting. It's certainly around savings, around understanding the concept of banking, you know, and what it really means. It's those kinds of things that we speak to in financial literacy.
And where would we be learning this literacy? So once again, you know, numeracy, literacy, we learn in school at some point, we get tested on whether we are able to read and write, and you're tested throughout your schooling environment. For the majority of us, where are we learning financial literacy? Is it by trial and error? Is it, you know, when you first take out a credit card and you use the overdraft and that's how you learn? Or how are most of us engaging with financial literacy, or where are we getting it from?
Well, I think it's probably passed on to you from your parents. You know, they would want to give you some input. You know, there is a school of hard knocks to learn from, and let me just share my experiences. You know, it's very disheartening to see the breadwinner of the family pass on and leave his or her partner behind, who wasn't really in tune with the way that the household budget worked. And then to find that you've got to now realize, I don't have a bank account. How were the bills paid? What is a retirement annuity? Have I got enough pension now to get through the rest of my life? And then get to know the financial advisor that the deceased had, only to meet him then you know, meanwhile he's been working with the breadwinner for many years. So it's a very, very hard lesson to learn in that space. And I guess what we should be doing and could be doing is getting people prepared that they are in touch with their financial planning, in the sense of understanding what the life insurance policy will cover and what the, you know, what credit cards are and should be doing. But, you know, there's no excuse for the lack of information, Gugu. I mean, it's all out there. It's a question of the will to set aside some time and a pathway to keep on understanding, even if it's little bits. You know, you don't have to be a financial whiz kid or financial literacy, but you do have to have the essentials of understanding the functionality of a credit card, how it works, a store card. You know, we generally start off to try and get a credit score. And the sort of common advice is, well, go and get a credit card, you know, let's get to understand it.
Yes.
And that's probably a good thing of understanding how debits, credits work, understanding of how we should budget to keep the limit of my credit card well in tune. But then again, you could also learn the hard way by just spending and then, you know, the consequences of having a debt that you can't pay back. And I'm afraid that's the kind of plight of many people. You know, we're not going that step forward and that digging that much deeper into really understanding and taking control of things and instruments like that.
And also with financial literacy, I see that there's a gender disparity in terms of financial literacy. I mean, you were just saying, you know, in the case where maybe there is a breadwinner, often it is a man in the relationship or in the home, they then pass away. And suddenly, you know, the information that's required for the family to move forward, to make sure they are still able to take care of their needs, the partner has no idea where to start. But we know that there is this gap, this gender disparity in financial literacy as well.
Yes, definitely. And women, again, are on the back foot, you know, in terms of the statistics. More people in South Africa, men, know, you know, have a higher literacy rate than women do. It's marginal, but the point is that women are still lagging. And I guess it is a historic story whereby they've been more dependent on the male to, you know, to do that kind of work. It was also a kind of, you know, not a tradition, but certainly a way that things worked in the family where, you know, the male took charge of those things and he was in control of the finances. Although we do see that a lot of that has been taken up by women now. We do know that women are more and more now finding their places in the commercial space. And, you know, they're bringing home a lot more money too. But there's a long way to go. And we're all in the same boat as far as understanding but deeper what we should be doing. But women, you know, traditionally, they've always depended on the male for that kind of advice and direction.
And so when, you know, as we talk about National Financial Literacy Month, where can we, I guess, begin or go to improve our financial literacy? Because I think all of us, even if you are currently financially literate, you can always improve that knowledge. You can deepen that knowledge. But where do you go? Where, you know, are there publicly available resources? If you have a bank account, do you go to your bank? Where do we go for this, for the information, the resources to improve our financial literacy?
Well, you know, there are many places, as we've said. You know, you just need to Google it and you can find out all sorts of information. But I think there's got to be a will, a drive inside. And I might just suggest or advise partners, the next time you have a review with your financial advisor planner, make sure both partners are there. You know, I think that's been a very successful strategy for planning. Because if you include, you know, you don't have to understand everything, but you start to step forward and try and get a gist of what the plan is presenting. I think that's a starting point. That's a must have actually in our space. But where to go? Well, many things. I think what you might want to do is also look at your day-to-day living in the household and start engaging with you know, the instruments that run it. If you're not the owner of the credit card, maybe you should then, you know, have a spouse card and see how you fit in with that particular instrument and how it works. It's kind of like taking those little steps forward that I'm encouraging. The information's all out there, Gugu. I mean, you don't even have to go to an institution to find some information these days, as we know. But I would also say that a spouse should have his or her own banking account. You have no idea what problems arise when there's a death in the family and the surviving spouse doesn't have the bank account. And I'm not talking about a shared bank account. I'm talking about his or her own bank account, because that's a complication in itself in the event of death. And by having an account, then you can get into the idea of maybe a budget on that account where I see some income coming in and how I spend my money in the right directions. It's many, many things like that. But the question really is around, the will to do it. And the understanding of it comes from being participating in that particular drive. So don't get stranded out there, especially women. Don't get stranded out there and wait for the event to happen and learn the hard way. It's about taking little steps forward, tuning in on the television or the radio, where we have these kinds of conversations. Really just digging a little deeper, just getting to understand a little bit more. It's not difficult. It's just takes a little bit of work to understand.
Paul, as always, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Gugu. Great talking to you again.
Thank you. That is our certified financial planner, Paul Roelofser. If there is a question you'd like for us to discuss in our personal finance conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on 0727021702. Or if you'd like to send me an email, you can at gugs@702.co.za. That's GUGS@702.co.za.